She told my wife she had a cold. It only took a second to go from cold to cold virus to COVID-19. That's how fast my mind works. It only works that fast, however, when I think negative thoughts, then I'm off and running down rabbit trails. My daughter had been planning an event for this coming weekend, but canceled it last weekend. Another clue. I'd heard of the cancellation through someone else. It was in the afternoon. I was fishing in the dock with Dad when she called. First time I'd heard her voice for a week or so, she asked to talk alone. I could tell she had a cold, but okay, I'd call her back. You know how you remember where you are when major events happen? Well, when this happened, I was here. When that happened, I was there. Or I'd just got into the blank. Fill in the blank. This felt like one of those moments. I went outside, and halfway up the ramp to the shore, I looked at the blue sky and the white puffy clouds. I called my beautiful daughter. Small talk, chit-chat, I think I may have COVID-19. Okay, there it is. It's out in the open. I'm a dad. This is my only daughter. We have a unique bond. I have two sons that I love dearly. This is my daughter. Quick thought. Pass no judgment. Be supportive. Okay, got it. Oh, be loving, warm, caring. She has to be scared. My daughter, who is always thinking about other people, made it abundantly clear she didn't want me to freak out, to worry. Do not stress out. She became emotional only when she was talking about others and how she wants them to feel. Gosh, daughters, you can't help but love them. She'd been at church, probably helping someone. She had a test over the weekend. We'll know soon enough. We hung up, and it was then that I felt sucker punched right in the stomach. It's my baby girl, you understand, who is well past being a baby. In fact, she's a woman out on her own with a good job, a career, a steady and accomplished woman in her own right. But she's also my future. Though my thoughts, these are the same thoughts anyone would go through learning of a family member with the virus. Let's keep this in perspective. Remember that the answer to all my problems is letting go, turning them over to my Creator who handles both the situation and the outcome. No matter what, it will turn out all right. All I can do is pray. So I did. How many countless families are going through this same scenario? Hundreds of thousands going through this and more. In fact, I went through this with my son back in April. He tested negative. A pastor friend of mine is going through this scenario with his beloved wife who tested positive and is managing her symptoms. COVID, it's 3 times more contagious, 10 times more deadly. But we've come a long way since the early days. Treatments are better. More is known how to successfully fight this terrible disease. COVID becomes real when it hits your own family. We all get spiritual in times as these. We know what to do. Wear a mask. Social distance. Wash your hands often. Take no chances. And, oh yeah, readily turn it over to the God of our understanding. And now the update. The test came back positive. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.